Watertown is in the early stages of crafting its budget, and the state-mandated 2% tax cap is yet again a major part of the discussion. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
City Manager Sharon Addison says Watertown will exceed the 2% property tax cap in the next budget when they factor in the cost of giving all city employees the standard annual 2% raise. The city broke the cap last year, and the announcement comes as the council prepares to take on big projects like renovating the Thompson Park Pool. Councilor Mark Walczyk says Watertown is hoarding taxpayers' money with its fund balance that currently has $11 million in it.
I'm committed to staying below the 2% tax cap. The fund balance is a little bit too high right now. We've got some room there. This is the rainy day in our budget, so rather than raise taxes this year, let's use that rainy day fund to reduce taxes this year.
Walczyk says the city only needs $8 to $11 million in reserves, but Mayor Joe Butler is a bit more cautious about how much the city should draw in that fund.
That can unravel very fast. You know, I've had years where sales tax revenue has been off budget by $1 million. Last year, we had self-funded health insurance go up by $1.4 million.
Butler says he would be willing to spend some of that fund balance, but it's premature to call for that now. In Watertown, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.